And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And happy anniversary,
my
little brother.
Yeah, 2 years. Do you believe that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
104 shows.
Is that what it works out to?
And we haven't even scratched the surface.
We've been doing this show for 2 years, celebrating the people, the places, the events, the history and culture of our great community.
That's right. And folks, if you missed any of our past shows, make sure you go to fredandjeff.com.
If you want to be on our news, if you want to be on our newsletter, receive our newsletter, send us an email at fred@fredandjeff.com, and that's an important email to know for later in the show when we give away some beautiful
stuff.
Roses.
That's stuff. Right, some stuff just in time for Mother's Day, by the way. If you're out there wondering what the heck am I going to get my beautiful mom or wife or significant other for Mother's Day, don't forget our friends at Mayfield's Florist, because they've got a great variety. So you could be lucky enough at the end of the show to win the roses.
And give them to your mom.
That's right. And give them to your mom. Because we're going to give our mom something nice, aren't we?
I don't know. You know, I actually...
That's why she likes me more.
I actually made mom and dad rosaries. I was going to hold off and give them to him for Mother's Day, but then I thought it would be kind of odd giving my dad a rosary for Mother's Day.
Yes, that would be odd, Fred.
So they were very happy about that.
Yeah, we have a big show today, so let's kick it off.
Well, yeah, let's do our typical house cleaning. You know, Mother's Day is coming up, and to celebrate some really cool, remarkable moms in the community, Tuna Dito has a fundraiser coming up this coming Saturday.
Right.
Over at Weston La Paloma, celebrating remarkable moms, 5 moms in the community. We know, I think, almost all of them. Jody Comstock is one. My
brain nice work, Fred. We know them all, and let me tell you who they are.
One of them is actually a really sweet lady. She's the widow of one of my poker friends who passed away, and she's just a phenomenal lady.
And her name is
Mrs. Toffel. I never interacted with her until after he passed away, obviously at the funeral and past that. But he was a great guy, and she was a great lady, and they have some really cool little kids.
Well, and it's great that Tuna Dito is going to celebrate moms.
Yeah, and so 5 spectacular moms in our community, although all of our moms are spectacular.
Right. And that leads us into next week's show. We're going to be talking to some of these remarkable moms next week on the Fred and Jeff Show.
That's right.
So
we are. And
if you want some tips on how to be a remarkable mom, tune in next week, because we'll have some remarkable moms.
That's important
moms
information for me to know.
Right.
Because exactly. I want to be a remarkable mom.
Well, Fred, you are a mother. That's true.
Thanks, Jeff. So, other stuff going on. People always saying, there's nothing to do in Tucson. And if you go to our website and check out the upcoming events button, press on the little button.
Right.
You go to the Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau site.
Beautiful.
They're to their event calendar, and there is so much stuff going on right now, especially, last week we talked to Mike Fader and Jack Donovan for the Tucson Padres, and the Padres are playing. They're looking really good.
I like that interview with Mike and Jack. I especially like the part where Mike called out the Arizona Diamondbacks for not being great Arizona stewards of baseball, how they ditched Tucson so quickly. So it was a great interview. If you missed that interview, folks, check it out.
The positive things about baseball in Tucson.
That's right. I mean, he had a little axe to grind there for a minute until we reminded him. Well, this is a show about the good things.
But I think we all have that same axe to grind.
Yeah, that's true. But check out the show. It's on the website, or you can go to the TucsonSentinel.com and check it out there.
Yeah, and actually today is the end of a 2-day Tucson Folk Festival. The Kitchen Musicians are putting on a big show, and that's downtown. Lots of stuff going on for the centennial. Tucson Historical Society still has 100 years, 100 quilts.
Yes.
Going on, which I know that you love.
I love quilts.
Talking about that one.
Love quilts.
And coming up next week is a huge poker run.
Really?
And I love poker, and I love running, but I think...
Which do you like more?
poker.
Yeah, I figured. Oh, by the way, how was that warrior dash that you did last week?
Last week, it was... Well, I told you last week. It was... Well, no,
you were just leaving. Yeah, you had to get the heck out of here after that interview.
That's right, we went up there. It was muddy, but it was the best time I've ever had in my life. And we're actually... There were five of us that went. We had a little team. Mm-hmm. And we all loved doing it, and we're planning for next year.
All right, I'll be with you next year.
And I think we'll put you in a tutu next year.
I'm good in a tutu.
Yeah, you probably would. But I mean, people dressed up.
But it might have to be a 4-4 or a 5-5.
Yeah. a triple-triple, double-double, quadruple.
So anyway, you're talking about a poker run.
Oh, yeah. So we have a fire foundation in our community that it's taking care of firefighters across the community. And with us is Mike McKendrick and Anthony Gonzalez. Mike is retired from Tucson Fire Department. Mike, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for letting us be here.
Oh, we love having you. And Tony is still fighting fires and
Absolutely,
saving lives
sir.
Out in the field.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell us about the foundation.
Well, the foundation's a 501c3 charity put in place to, as our tagline says, take care of those who take care of us, our firefighters. The mission is to assess and respond to the needs of the greater Tucson fire community. And it's in place to pick up where the government entities as well as the labor representation groups can't in order to take care of the firefighters. I spent 31 years as a firefighter with the Tucson Fire Department, the last 3.5 as the chief of operations. So I'm keenly aware of where things were somewhat falling down, that the group that usually took care of the firefighters, the labor group for the city, largely had to become a political action group to be concerned with wages and workforce size. Those other benevolent type things were falling by the wayside, benevolent like taking care of firefighters. And in the case of this initiative, the health and wellness of firefighters. And
Mike, I hate to interrupt, mm-hmm. but it's not just the firefighters. Isn't it the firefighters' families as well?
Yeah, the foundation's in place to take care of the firefighters and their families. We've done that with health and wellness. Fortunately and unfortunately, we've had to step in and do it for mental health and wellness, too. There was a rash of firefighter suicides in the Phoenix Valley area last year. Fortunately, in the Tucson area, we haven't had any. In the brink of time, we think we put in place mental health practitioners to take care of our firefighters.
And this foundation takes care of all the firefighters in the region. It's not just Tucson Fire. It includes Drexel and rural, I mean, all the fire companies in this area.
Exactly. The greater piece of the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation encompasses everybody. The Tucson Fire Department, though it's the oldest with its roots back to 1881 and the largest and trying to hold its own, is only about 1/4 of the constituency of the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation. The Greater Tucson Fire Foundation's constituency is up to about 1,800 firefighters. We originally were looking at mountain range to mountain range, but we've extended to Rincon Valley, which is on the other side of the Rincons. We help out with Golder Ranch, which is on the other side of the Catalinas. So we don't have any real geographical boundaries, and we certainly don't have any political boundaries as well. The foundation wants to be apolitical. The goal is to take care of those who take care of us, and that's what brought us to this poker run benefit to benefit firefighters' health and wellness.
Cool. So let's talk about the poker run. What exactly is it? Because I know it's not running. It's a motorcycle event. But
in this case, this poker run is for motorcycles only. Two novel things with this one. One, because it is for firefighter health and wellness, it doesn't involve alcohol during the event. And the other novel piece is the stops are fire stations throughout the valley. We start up in Northwest Fire District's new training headquarters at INA and I-10, go west to Silver Bell and Wade, to Northwest Fire Station 34, then go through the Tucson Mountains, which would be a great ride, down to Drexel Heights Fire Station Number 1 at Ajo and Camino Verde, go south and east to the Tucson Fire Department Fire Station 22, then further east into Rita Ranch, Tucson Fire Department Station 19, then further east into Rincon Valley Fire District, their Fire Station 1, and then head back downtown to across from Fire Central at the Convention Center. So it's a good route, multiple fire stations, very novel. We've had pretty good support from the community as far as sponsors go, and we're looking for riders
anybody can ride.
Anybody can ride
with a motorcycle.
With motorcycle. Fred, you could take your sidecar. That would work.
Well,
also,
what if I had my bicycle and I could just pedal really fast?
You could put it in Jeff's sidecar.
If Fred could take his bicycle and make all those stops on time, I think I would pay $1 a mile to see that happen, Fred. $1 a mile. I might even pay $10 a mile to see that happen.
$10 a mile might be worth it.
Yeah, but you got to keep up with the motorcycles.
That's not a problem. I'll just, hold on to the back.
So now, why poker? What does poker have to do with this?
It's just a traditional with the run.
Do you get a card at every
reason,
stop?
Yeah,
or something?
You get a card at every stop. The best hand wins a prize. Currently, that prize is a $75 dinner gift certificate and a Home Depot gift card. Could get better depending on sponsors. It will be a fun event. We've got about 40 raffle prizes now, so there'll be each rider will receive a raffle ticket, and they'll also receive a pretty cool inaugural commemorative Poker Run T-shirt. It's a great design. You can see it at www.TucsonFireFoundation.org, or you can catch the Fire Foundation on Facebook as well. It's up there in the events.
But people can sign up for the event at both those locations?
Yeah, you can get registration there and get a picture of the T-shirt itself. We're thinking folks will come out just for the T-shirt because it's pretty cool. Black long sleeve, has a graphic on it and all of our sponsors. And we really want to point to what this is for. It's for firefighter health and wellness, to fund a training. It's not like we're just asking for money and then we're going to have a reason to spend it. And that's why Captain Gonzalez is here, is to talk about peer fitness training a little bit and how it plays into taking care of the firefighters. Folks in business will tell you that loss prevention is huge. Keeping your firefighters, your employees healthy and safe saves you money. So I don't.
Well, Tony, we want to talk to Tony because, Mike, you have a face for radio, but, Tony's a pretty handsome looking guy. And
is he a handsome looking guy? Look at him. The guy looks like he could start, free safety for the Steelers. You're a pretty buff guy there, Tony.
Okay.
So obviously, a little bit about health and wellness.
Yeah, it comes to reason that we're an occupational athlete. And you find that our injuries are sprains and strains most of the time on our job. We don't have the luxury of doing a nice stretch and a warm-up. The moment they get their tones, they're singled out, and they have to perform. And that's where we want to pick up the slack. And peer fitness trainers are basically what it sounds like. And that's where the training and the money is going to go to for the funding. A peer fitness trainer like myself and several others that are on our department and throughout the community basically intercept those injuries, and we try to get them back to a level where they used to be. If they sustain an injury, how quickly can we get there? And all for the preventive maintenance as well. So the program has been well established within the region, and now it's gone to the point where it's very popular within the departments because they can afford private physical training. And this helps our department by putting somebody through a level of training, and they're an ACE-certified instructor, so they can provide workups on food, nutrition, as well as the fitness part of it.
So does that mean you guys are cutting back on the chili and cornbread at the fire departments?
I don't believe so. I don't think we'll give that up. Not so
good.
Quick anyway.
That's good. All right, that's great.
So give us one more time the day of the event, how people can sign up, and maybe mention a couple of the big sponsors you have.
It's the day of the event is May 12th. Registration is from 8 to 9 at the Northwest Training Center, which is INA and I-10. You can catch the registration information on the Fire Foundation website, again, www.TucsonFireFoundation.org. Our platinum or our title sponsor is Tucson Old Pueblo Credit Union. They've been terrific with donating the money to get us going. Also, their staff is very big into community events. We also have Renegades Motorcycles, or Renegade Classics, and Victory Motorcycles has been very supportive of us. We've got some food sponsors that came out to underwrite the breakfast and underwrite the lunch. So that's a plug for another thing that the riders get, is a complimentary breakfast and a complimentary lunch. The Mr. K's Barbecue's providing us the lunch, and they've been a supporter of the foundation. We just recently talked with the Harley dealership, so we've got the motorcycle folks involved, and just some other businesses, some attorneys, some financial groups that just want to support the firefighters, and they really embrace the cause of firefighter health and wellness. And this Peer Fitness is, again, for all the firefighters in the greater Tucson area. The training we have coming up encompasses 10 different fire districts or fire departments. So, again, sticking with the greater Tucson Fire Foundation.
Awesome.
And give us your mission one more time.
The mission is to assess and respond to the needs of the greater Tucson fire community.
Help those who help us.
That's the tagline.
Yeah.
Take care of those who take care of us is the tagline, and that's our firefighters. And, again, it's picking up where traditional means haven't been able to do it, and that would be government entities or the representative labor groups. And, again, because they have more important things to be looking at, maybe not more important.
That's a very nice way to say that.
It's a different mission.
Right. So, folks, if you want to get involved in the Poker Run, please do. But if you don't, because you're like me, you don't ride a motorcycle, you can go to TucsonFireFoundation.com.
.org.
TucsonFireFoundation.org and make a donation as well.
That's true. And it can be restricted to firefighter health and wellness, if that's what the donor wants.
Perfect. Guys, thanks for coming in today to chat.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more fun things going on here in Tucson, so stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because our four-star spas, guest ranches, and resorts attract admiring visitors from around the world.
And our original restaurants draw rave reviews across the country.
Because the Science and Technology Park is creating a cutting-edge biotech corridor.
And the University of Arizona leads the nation in optics and astronomy.
And because the nation's best gem and mineral showcase brings us thousands of visitors every year.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway in Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And again, happy anniversary. I think it's amazing that we spent the last 2 years on the air.
I think it was kind of cool that the firefighters took a minute to come down and say hello to everybody. And I hope a lot of people go out and support this poker run, because helping those that help us, supporting those that support us, is a big, big, big thing to do. It's a good thing to do.
And the one thing they told us on the way out is that the after party is down in one of our favorite downtown venues, Hotel mm-hmm. Congress.
Nice.
And I think it's pretty cool, because it's a nice segue into our guests for today.
Yeah, someone recently told me that downtown is the place to be. So it's
I think that might have been me.
I don't think so, Fred. No, you keep telling me that church is the place for me to go.
Well, that too. Maybe I should make a rosary for you.
Yeah.
All right. So we have in studio with us Michael Keefe, who's the CEO of the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Amy Pike. We'll introduce you and have you talk.
Well, you just did.
No, I mean what she does, who she is.
Amy, what do you do?
I'm the owner of A Perfect Pantry, which is a retail store downtown.
All right. Well, so okay. There we go. Now we can talk to Mike. So now we know why you're here today.
That's why I'm here.
Fred always likes to keep people in suspense.
Yeah, well, you keep people around. Wow, I want to know what Amy does. I guess I'll stay through the next break.
See, I always think you keep people around with a witty banter.
Which, yeah, we need to come up with some of that. Anyways, downtown Tucson is a place that Jeff and I really love. We have an emotional attachment to it, a family attachment to it. Our great-grandfather's last store, the hardware store, is now where the transit center is. And the bricks that comprise that store are the arches of the center. Our roots are very deep in the downtown. Anytime somebody says something bad against it, we're defensive. Anytime there's great stuff going on, we're 100%.
We say, I told you so.
We say, I told you so. But, we have, a couple minutes before we need to take a hard break at the bottom of the hour. But, Michael, let's talk about some of the things about the downtown, what's going on, and some of the myths. Because I think, people still have a really negative feeling about the downtown in some ways. And, maybe 20 years ago, they might have been right. But I got to tell you, over the last 10 years, it is the renaissance down there has been incredible.
Yeah, the only people that still have a myth are the ones that haven't been down there.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, we hear every day, somebody says, I haven't been here in 4 or 5 or 10 years. I'm just blown away by what's happened. Even people that have been gone for 6 months come down and say, this wasn't even here when I was here 6 months ago. We've got 70 businesses that have opened up in 48 months downtown.
Holy man.
$200 million of private investment in 48 months downtown. Part of that's the TEP building, that's $65 million. But, you take that out of the equation, that's still an astonishing amount of private investment. 70 new businesses, probably close to 2,000 employees. The last time we looked at it was 1,000, so I'm just extrapolating. But, it's been an astonishing renaissance.
And why? Why is downtown the place to be now?
Tucson never does anything by the book. The worst economic crisis in the history of the country, in the history of the state. The state had a $5 billion deficit. The city had almost a $1 billion deficit. There was nothing going on. We had almost 10% unemployment. And all these entrepreneurs, like Amy and others, decided that downtown was ready, that they wanted to put their money in and they wanted to be part of that vibe. And they came down there and virtually on their own, they flipped downtown Tucson.
That's amazing.
Let's talk a little bit about, some of the deficits that people may perceive, like parking, safety, all those kind of things. We have about 2 minutes, and I think these are important things we need to hit on.
Yeah. Well, parking is probably the biggest myth. There are 15,000 parking spaces downtown.
Wait a minute. 15,000 parking spaces?
And change. We've lost 84 to construction so far, so there's still 15,000 parking spaces downtown.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and 3 new garages that have been built. In fact, the one, the central garage, just as you come up on Broadway, turning on to, and you come up out of the underpass, that first garage on the right there, they've just dropped the rates there for the rest of the summer. $3 all day long from Sunday to Thursday, $5 on the weekend. Covered, secured parking downtown. All you have to do is come in and go beep, pull
and
in
right
there,
at,
and you're done.
And you're right there at the
And
the
you
beginning.
Start walking up Congress.
That's amazing. 15,000 parking spaces.
Right.
So there's never a problem.
There's never
downtown.
A problem parking.
I mean, last year the Centurions had their big event, 6,000 people downtown, and the only complaint I heard of wasn't there wasn't enough parking. It was, why'd you close at midnight? I mean, downtown's got a huge vibe, and you probably hear that every second Saturday.
We do, and wait till the streetcar comes. You're going to be able to even get out of your car, not even take your car, and still get downtown. It's going to be brilliant.
Are there going to be a lot of places to park off the downtown footprint that the streetcar will
take? West Side, University, all along that route.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, folks, we are at the bottom of the hour. We got lots to talk about downtown Tucson. So stick around here on the Fred and Jeff Show because we have a lot to talk about how great Tucson is.
We'll be back.
Yeah, stick with us.
For the first time,
since 1981, an incumbent French president has been booted out of office. Exit polls in France show socialist François Hollande headed for a win over President Nicolas Sarkozy.
Mr. Hollande, 57 years old. He's been in politics for over 30 years. Never has he been a minister. Never has he served in a French government. Tonight, he stands on the brink of leading his country. He's quite a joker. We've been on the campaign with him over the last few weeks. He says he has better English than Mr. Sarkozy, and he's also 3 inches taller. But does he have the stature to leave this country?
Christian Fraser of the BBC in Paris. Sarkozy just conceded his defeat. In this country, Newt Gingrich, speaking to CNN, laughed off suggestions of being Mitt Romney's running mate. With Romney's nomination all but decided, Ron Paul supporters wrested control of Maine's Republican convention, grabbing 15 at-large delegates to the national convention in Tampa. The other 9 are undecided. Paul is the last challenger in the fight.
I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett here with you on this Sunday, where we'll see plenty of sunshine once again, and maybe you've got a pool to go to, that will be advised. We're talking lower 90s for today. So going to tonight, low to middle 60s across the area, and then we head back to the lower 90s both Monday and Tuesday. For 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM, I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett.
Jim Ronstadt. Over 100 years ago, my grandfather established Ronstadt Hardware in the heart of the Old Pueblo. The Ronstadts were a pioneer family during the growth of a fledgling city, and his store was founded on hard work, craftsmanship, and good service.
This is Jeff Ronstadt, and I am proud to carry on the family tradition with my dad at Ronstadt Insurance. In these trying economic times, you may have many questions about your health care and what's on the horizon. You may be asking questions like, how do I enroll in a Medicare plan and how much will it cost? Are my prescription drugs covered? And what will my out-of-pocket cost be?
If you are confused about Medicare, call us at 721-4848 and we will help you make a confident decision about your Medicare benefits. We are insurance agents licensed by the state of Arizona and we would be honored to assist you.
That's Ronstadt Insurance. Call us at 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. It's no wonder why the Tucson Festival of Books relies on Arizona Party Rental. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver five-star service.
Hi, this is Andy Brown, Vice President of A-Team Security and Event Services. I've been in the special event business now for 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental. They have the largest selection of equipment, friendliest staff, and they really care about making your event special.
My name is Rebecca Guthrie, and I would highly recommend Arizona Party Rental to anyone who needs anything that has to do with parties or events. They are very friendly and make you feel like family, and that your event is just as important to them as it is to you.
Hey, thanks. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Make Arizona Party Rental your celebration destination. Visit our new showroom on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ross. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Downtown. Come on, you're supposed to say.
No, I'm not going to. You know, why aren't you singing like a Barrio Viejo?
Because I'm not Lalo Guerrero.
Well, okay, but you should be singing like, you know, something Hispanic that was generated out of the neighborhood, of the downtown neighborhood. Versus
Fred
downtown.
Is giving me a problem. I like to go downtown.
Well, we are talking about downtown. And we're here with Michael Keefe from the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Amy Pike, who is one of our newest entrepreneurs in the downtown area. And we were just talking about some of the myths in the downtown about parking, and there's 15,000 spaces downtown. They dropped the rates on one of the big garages coming in to the downtown from the east. Let's talk about some of the other myths. You know, people always talk about safety and, you know, being able to get around and all that kind of stuff. Let's talk about that for a couple seconds.
Statistically, the safest place in the city of Tucson is downtown Tucson. It has the lowest incidence of crime of any other area they're tracking.
Now, really?
We have one of the highest incidents of graffiti, but we also have a 24-hour policy
on graffiti.
Oh, that's street art. Yes, I'm sorry.
It's annoying street art.
We remove street art in 24 hours for the most part.
So do you guys really?
Yeah, you know, we get 10,000 hits down there a year, but you wouldn't know it because we are very vigilant every morning.
Now, Michael, have you ever read the book, A Tipping Point, The Tipping Point?
I keep hearing references to it, but I haven't read it.
In The Tipping Point, in this book, they make a correlation between what happened in the crime in New York with the subway system. And so the subway cars were just a train wreck. They're dirty. They have graffiti all over them. Well, they got this gentleman in that believes in it's called the broken windows theory.
Well, that was the whole Giuliani era.
Right. And so every time they brought in a car that had graffiti on, they cleaned it up before they let it go back out. And that instilled a sense of pride in the people that rode the subway. And the next thing you know, the subway system was back top notch and everything else followed suit. So if you guys have brought that kind of broken windows theory to downtown Tucson, congratulations. That's fabulous.
Well, we've gotten amazing help from Tucson Police Department, who created a pilot program downtown that we're participating in. The shopkeepers and the shop owners, the property owners are all chipping in. It's a community effort, and it's really succeeding well.
That's great. So limited, very limited harassment down there for anybody that wants to go down.
It's not even harassment. I mean, you might see a typical colorful character wander around downtown, but
you hope so. I mean, why else have a downtown if you don't have those kinds of characters?
Exactly.
You might as well stay in the burbs.
Well, there are colorful characters in the burbs too, but still.
Now, there's also, you know, right now we alluded to it before the break, and that's the modern streetcars coming through. So there's a lot of dirt flying around downtown.
Yeah, but so far the dirt's been really minimal. Granite Construction's done an incredible job down there. They've got three blocks closed off. It hasn't disrupted anything. In fact, it's the weird thing is it's the best time we've ever had as far as pedestrians downtown. There's no traffic. Sidewalks are a pleasure to go down. All the shops are open. You know, it's great at night. I mean, we all ride our bikes down now because we don't have to dodge any cars.
Oh, yeah. Well, I ride my bike downtown quite frequently, and I do the Meet Me at Maynard's walk every Monday, and just there, well, obviously this week because I'm there almost every Monday, but and it was really cool. I mean,
nice.
And it's great seeing families, you know, parents with strollers and little kids walking around, and it's really just a cool sight because we're kind of older, my brother and myself.
Yourself.
And we remember going downtown to you know, go to the hardware store or see other stuff, and it was always busy. People walking around, you know, and just enjoying what was the center of our city.
Now, a lot of these people live downtown. Is there a lot more housing downtown?
Yeah, and a lot more coming. The housing part's about to just, you know, blow off the top here. We've got two student housing projects, one over the garage that we mentioned earlier as you come off of Broadway, four stories there, and one in that old Greyhound site next to the Rialto. They're slated to start the first week of June.
Slated to break ground?
Yeah, and that's got 20,000 square feet of retail attached to them at the base of those two buildings, which is going to be phenomenal.
Wow, that's a lot.
Including, and there's talk about a possibility of a market, supermarket in there, in one of those spaces.
Well, you know, that's really one of the key elements to a successful downtown. I mean, you know, there's this adage in real estate about retail follows roofs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's always the chicken and the egg, you know, when are you going to see a store? Well, when you get more people there, we'll open a store, but we want a store before the people want to move in. And so that sort of like gets us a little bit to Amy.
A lot to Amy.
Because, you know, we have not only new entrepreneurs, but let's give a shout out to folks who've stuck it out for a long, long time. People like Margo Susco at Hydra and some other folks down there who have always believed in the downtown.
Richard Osseron.
Yeah, and even with the construction right now, causing some challenges to some of the businesses. Or perceived challenges. I know Michael's sitting there nodding his head.
Well, but that's why we're talking today, is because perception is reality. Mm-hmm. So if folks think that downtown is not the place to go right now because the monitored streetcar has destroyed the streets and I can't get in and I can't get out, it's not true.
Not true.
Okay. It's not true.
I have to segue just one quick thing. And Jeff, I don't know if you've done this yet or not, but being an old Tucsonan, going downtown right now, you can actually put your hand down on the dirt where, you know, people from hundreds of years ago were walking. I mean, you know, it's they took the asphalt down. I mean, it's down to the dirt. So, you know, if you want a little emotional moment, go downtown and put your hand on the foundation of this community.
Oh, that's very cool, Fred. No, I have not done that, though I have put the sole of my foot on that dirt.
No, you need to put your naked hand.
When I went to On the Roll the other night, we went to In the Heights, the Broadway in Tucson.
The Niederlander Group.
Yeah, it was great, and we ate it on the roll. Is that it? On a roll?
On a roll.
Mm-hmm. On a roll. Fabulous restaurant, great sushi. Mm-hmm. And we crossed the street, and obviously I had my feet on the dirt at that point.
Yeah, I know. You just have to do it, like, purposefully do that.
That's cool. I will do that.
So anyways, Amy, you're one of our newest entrepreneurs. We were talking earlier before we started taping doing the show and, you know, talking about your business. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Wait, Fred, because Fred, there needs to be more foreplay here. So hold on a second. All right. So, Amy, where are you from?
Originally from San Francisco.
And you, what brought you to Tucson?
My daughter's decision on who she married.
So she married a Tucsonan.
She married a Tucsonan.
You raised a very, very bright daughter.
I did.
Very bright daughter. So your daughter and your son-in-law moved to town.
That's true.
And what are? Did they open up a business or what?
They're both school teachers.
Oh, great, great, great. We need great teachers in this community.
Yeah.
And so you decided to follow them.
I decided to follow them.
And were you?
They're thrilled.
I bet you having grandma here. Well, you're not living with them, are you?
No.
Oh, no. Then I'm sure they're thrilled. So what were you doing in San Francisco?
I was a VP for a personnel firm in San Francisco, headhunting firm.
So you had a great career going in San Francisco.
Had a great career, yes.
You moved to Tucson.
Yes.
And then what made you think, gosh, I have this entrepreneurial spirit and I should open a business? How did you arrive at that decision?
Well, got the vibe from downtown. I can feel it. It's coming, and it would seem to be the place to be. I had been in retail for many years before I was in the headhunting business, and just looked around, and there was a need that needed to be filled.
Now, tell us about this need that you're filling.
This need. There's a lot of people who work downtown, a lot of people who live downtown, and there's a lot of fabulous bars and fabulous restaurants and no place to quote-unquote shop.
So, now, you don't mean shop for a motorcycle or shop for a pack of smokes. You mean shop for what?
Shop for gifts, things for yourself, for your office buddies who's having a birthday, and your kids. I have things for kids, for yourself, and your home. And just an eclectic mix of wonderful things. We have vintage things in the back, furnishings, home furnishings.
That's great.
So,
what's the name of your store?
A Perfect Pantry.
A Perfect Pantry. Mm-hmm. Very nice. And where are you guys?
We are on 21 Congress Street between Scott and Stone.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So you came to Tucson.
Came to Tucson.
Came downtown. I thought, wow, there's a need that needs to be filled here. And you filled it.
I did. I've been so warmly received by the residents and the people who work downtown. They have thanked me for coming. And it's every day. It's fabulous. The people are amazing, fabulous people, so warm. And they keep saying, we're going to make sure you stick around. We don't want you to go.
That's great.
So it's been an exceptional experience.
Now, are you one of the real, real smart entrepreneurs that listens to their clients? And when they say, gosh, maybe if you had an anesthetist here, we would come and support you?
An esthetician?
Esthetician.
One of those.
Darn it. At least I didn't say anesthesiologist.
What is that?
Well, an anesthetist? It's just something I made up.
Oh, Laura Sutton has joined us, and she is an esthetician.
Right.
She does facials, massage, waxing for the ladies and gentlemen who wish to have that done, and can accommodate you on your lunch hour, need be. And it's just another nice little break in the day, a little something else to do downtown.
That's great.
That did not exist before.
That's great. So you do listen to the folks down here.
Absolutely.
They say, gosh, Amy, I wish you provided this service or carried this product. You're open-minded enough to do that.
I am.
All right.
Well, you know, this is, I think, a really fun example of what's going on with the downtown is, again, perception is that it was just sort of, you know, bar row.
Mm.
And now we're having people come in like Amy who are creating services and you know, retail that are sort of addressing the needs of a new audience.
And every retail store down there is unique. They're not chains. Buffalo Exchange is down there.
Right. They
amazing.
Just moved to about 6 months ago.
Yeah, but amazing Tucson story. They started here over on Maple Avenue and built up to a national. You know, they have outlets all over the country now. And some of the other, there's a couple other clothing retailers downtown, and they're just, every one of them is the kind of place that you don't find anywhere else.
That's awesome. Okay, folks, we got to take last break of the hour, and we'll be back to finish our conversation with our friends here, so stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045. FiveStarTermite.com.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is the Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstein with my little brother Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
We're celebrating 2 years on the air, and we're also celebrating one of our favorite places in Tucson, and that's downtown Tucson.
That's right.
And we're here with Michael Keefe from the Downtown Tucson Partnership and Amy Pike from A Perfect Pantry.
Amy Pike from A Perfect Pantry. I love that. How'd you come up with that name, A Perfect Pantry?
That's a long story, but a few years back, I needed a strainer for a specific recipe, and I didn't have one, and there was not a store close to me. And I thought it was a necessity for everybody to have the necessities of life close to them, close proximity, and that didn't exist downtown. So I'm downtown, and I sell strainers.
Now, you guys aren't open on Sundays, which is how you've been able to come and hang out with us this morning. So when folks come to your store and they come and say, hey, I heard you on the radio. Where are those strainers at?
Right.
You'll have plenty of them, right?
All sizes.
All sizes. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. When are you guys open?
10 to 5 Monday through Friday, noon to 4 on Saturday.
Okay, and you just were saying a minute ago that you like downtown so much you move there.
That's true. Just moved.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you really are going to become, you know, 10 years from now, you'll be the downtown icon.
I am Tucson.
I love it.
Yeah, I am Tucson. It takes on many faces, whether you're a transplant or you've been here all your life.
Yeah, that is
well. We love them all.
Yeah, it's an attitude.
The greatest thing about this community.
Now, okay, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but you just said something that's intriguing to me. It's an attitude. Describe that attitude for me. Describe that I am Tucson attitude.
I want to be part of the community that I live in, and I want to be proud of where I live. And the downtown that I saw when I first got here wasn't too much to be proud of. And there's a lot of naysayers out there for the project that we're undertaking right now. But the fact is we're getting a brand new trolley and a brand new street and sidewalks and businesses are coming and people are thriving.
Right.
And you're a Tucsonan, whether you're here for 5 years or 100 years. And it's in your heart, it's in your soul, and that's what it's going to take. And it will take the people to make this happen.
That's right.
So they need to come down. If you haven't been here in 10 years, come on down.
Last week, we had the guys from the Tucson Padres on, and they said something that I love. They said, if everyone in Tucson just came to one baseball game, they break all the attendance records.
Right.
Because we've got a million people here in our
and
our
that applied
community.
To anything. The mentality was if you just do one thing, whether it's
new.
A baseball game, whether it's a play downtown or go to a restaurant downtown or anything, you know, get people engaged in this community.
Right. Just do one thing. And that takes us to, Michael, you have a bunch of stuff that you guys are doing downtown during all the construction to try to help entice people to come downtown.
Well, besides the regular, you know, second Saturday event.
Yeah, the second Saturdays, which has had to move, by the way, over on North Scott and on Jackson Street, so south of Broadway, for the next 3 months. It'll be well publicized and everybody will.
And it's still the same. You're going to have bands and
everything.
Vendors.
In fact, in some ways, it's going to be even more interesting. And the movies, show movies up on the side of a building, everything we're doing now.
Perfect.
Just because of the construction. But the Centurions party is coming on the 19th, on May 19th, the granddaddy of all downtown parties now.
That's right.
But yeah. And I got to tell you something, and just as a little bunny trail, but you got to figure out some way to keep the Centurions happy in downtown because last year that party was phenomenal.
We had so much fun. I just can't wait for this one coming up.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. Seeing as how I'm a member of the Centurions, Fred, anything you want to do to make me happy, I will accept.
No, you don't care.
Yeah, we're going to have the Centurions on next week to talk about the party, too.
That's right. They're going to be on.
Yeah,
that's terrific.
So the Centurion party's coming up. What else you guys got?
Well, we've started to brainstorm on a whole bunch of great ideas for this summer to bring people downtown outside of the regularly scheduled events. So we've got three bike events coming up that Living Streets Alliance is going to put on for us. We've got walking tours. We've got a flea market that Amy and I have been talking to another third party with about getting a downtown antique flea market on at least one Sunday and maybe several Sundays.
Oh, that'd be a lot of fun.
We've got rallies and
I think there's
scavenger.
A 5K coming up in June as well.
Yep, I think that's Randy Aceta's race. We've got scavenger hunts planned, and we have this whole rack of wacky. I'm probably going to have some flash parties where you get notified the day of and show up.
Wait. Sorry, unfortunately. My brain is at the lowest common denominator today.
Yeah, I saw your eyes light up.
So when you say flash parties, what exactly?
My eyes lit up. Jeff's eyes went dull.
Whoa. Yeah, like Homer Simpson. Dull. So we're not talking about getting a bunch of like 50-year-old men down there in trench coats. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, these are parties that come together very quickly through social media. And it goes out to a certain amount of people who put it out to a certain amount of people, and the event happens. It'll either go out on Facebook or Twitter, depending on how the events are set up.
Now, what Facebook or Twitter account should people be subscribing to get that info?
It's more of a network. It's not something that you sort of plug into, but it's something that happens throughout the downtown community, for example.
It's very organic.
It's very organic. But
do you guys have a Facebook account?
Oh yeah, the Downtown Partnership has a Facebook and a Twitter account, both.
And is that a real good place for people to go to get all the updated?
We have a terrific website at downtowntucson.org.
Okay.
And it's got all the calendar of events for the entire year's events, and it's an interactive calendar. It's got all the information about downtown, the history of downtown, including history of your building is in there, by the way.
We'd like it back.
It's really got everything that we could possibly ask about downtown is on that website.
That's great.
42 pages of information.
We have to link that to the FredJeff.com page.
We've
got MTCVB's page to talk about all the great things that are going all over Southern Arizona.
In the region, yeah.
And then we've got, we'll do downtowntucson.org.
Yeah.
Downtowntucson.org, and we'll link that to Fred and Jeff.
Yeah, because all the restaurants are on there. And then as you click through that page, the next page shows you all the parking options closest to that restaurant.
Oh, perfect.
And what the closest retailers are. So if you were going to go to 47th Scott, it would show you Pennington Garage, and then it would show you Amy's place right down the street, and you can do both of those and link it up with an event and plan an entire evening downtown.
And the reality, though, is it doesn't matter where you park, because if you have the mindset that you're going to get out and walk around and see what's there, I mean, you can end up anywhere in the downtown.
More pleasurable to park even a little further away, go through the historic
and there's so many little things that off the beaten path, things more that people, I think, recognize, like the new Griffin down near the Scottish Rite building, but there's all just little things everywhere.
So we have another event that we're toying with, and that's a series of penthouse parties at all the tops of the buildings. So the top of the top of the Chase building, where remember they filmed the movie A Kiss Before Dying?
That's right. Yeah.
When Robert Wagner pushes the woman off. So we're thinking actually bringing Robert Wagner in if we can, showing the movie and having a party there on top of
that'd be really
the
fun.
Pioneer building. Well, it can't be on the top of the Pioneer building, but in the Pioneer building, a couple of the other where the Mountain Oyster Club used to be.
The base building.
Yeah.
Over on Franklin?
No.
Stone.
In Stone.
Wasn't it Stone at Franklin?
No, at the roof of that building.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I gotcha.
And possibly the parking garages. So that you'll probably find on our website, and those will be, we'll have some wacky theme for each one of them. You'll come up there on some summer night, and we'll have music playing up there, and you'll
cool
sort of
down and have a cocktail and enjoy downtown.
I imagine the top of the parking structures might be a good place for 4th of July.
Yeah, they're brilliant places for parties. We've had several up there over the years. We had that, Mocha had one of their genius parties up there.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Mocha had a genius party?
Yeah, the Museum of Contemporary Art.
Right, and were you there?
I was the genius.
Fred, you're catching up to me. You're catching up to me, Fred. Maybe you are a genius. That's great. So there's lots and lots of stuff going on downtown.
Yeah, but still, it's not to paint too nice of a picture. We still need foot traffic. We still need people to come out and support the retailers. They're going to have a tough, particularly the retailers more than the bars and restaurants.
This summers.
Are going to have a tough time for the next 3 to 4 months. So we need Tucsonans to come out, show their support, help all these people that took a chance on them in downtown,
Total payday for anybody going downtown, though. I mean, it's not like you're sacrificing to go downtown. You're going to have a great time.
Yes, you are.
All right, so we got a minute left, Fred. Time to give away some Mother's Day roses from Mayfield
Florist. Roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist.
Right.
I have no idea what the question is.
Well, let's do this. Why don't we have the question today be the first person to email Fred at fredandjeff.com with the name of Amy's business gets a free dozen roses to Mayfield's florist.
Perfect.
All right?
Perfect.
All right. You guys, you know, congratulations for taking the leap of faith downtown. I know you're going to be successful. I know people are going to come out and support you.
Thank you.
They already are. Yeah, and welcome to Tucson.
Thank you.
We're a better community with you.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
thank you.
And Michael, thanks a bunch for all you do. You guys make Tucson a great place to live. Keep that I am a Tucsonan spirit alive, because we all need it. And folks, next week on the Fred and Jeff Show, come back here on 104.
You can handle the truth. That's why we're here.
Crystal clear on the FM dial.
104.1 The Truth. KQTH FM and KQTH HD Tucson.